Welcome back to the deep dive. You can't really escape it lately, can you? Generative AI, it just seems to be
It
everywhere.
really does.
But what is it, beyond the hype? And how can you, actually use it?
Good question.
Today, we're going to dig into that using some great material from Spazio IT. They consult across all sorts of fields.
Yes, good stuff.
Our mission, basically, is to cut through the noise, clarify what generative AI really means, its uses, and this key skill, prompting.
Prompting is crucial.
Right. And just to show how practical this is, even the images and the course material we looked at were AI generated.
Yeah, that's a neat touch. And the very first step, I think, to wrapping your head around this is seeing the difference between generative AI and large language models,
Yeah.
LLMs.
Okay. So they're not the same thing.
Not exactly. Think of generative AI as the big umbrella, right? It's any AI that's designed to create something new.
Like what?
Well, text, sure, but also images, code, even music or video clips.
Ah, okay. Broad.
Very broad. Now, LLMs are a specific type under that umbrella. They're focused just on understanding and generating text.
So like chatbots, if you've used ChatGPT or something similar.
Exactly. That's an LLM in action. A powerful part of generative AI, but just one part.
That clears things up a bit. So this deep dive, it's not just theory, right? The course title mentions practical prompting and advanced applications.
Definitely practical.
And it seems aimed at, pretty much everyone, not just tech wizards. It mentioned data scientists, marketers, entrepreneurs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it even said no prior knowledge needed.
I like that. Makes it feel accessible.
It should be accessible. And that practical prompting part is key because that's how you actually guide the AI. It's not magic. You give it instructions.
Right. So how does that work, like for different things?
The course gets hands-on. For text, it's about prompting for summaries, yes, but also analyzing sentiment or, say, improving the clarity or tone of something you've written.
Okay. For code, you could ask it to generate a function, help find bugs in your script, or suggest ways to make it run faster.
Even if you're not a pro coder.
Yeah, I could lower the barrier there.
Yeah.
For images, it's about crafting detailed prompts, not just a car, but maybe a vintage red sports car driving on a coastal road at sunset, photorealistic style, like with Dailier or similar tools.
Getting specific.
Exactly. And even data extraction. You can prompt it to pull out specific things like all the names or dates mentioned in a long document, nice and structured.
That's a lot of capability, which naturally makes me think, are there downsides? Things we need to be careful about.
Absolutely. You've hit on a really critical aspect. Responsible use is paramount.
So, what are the main watchouts?
Two big ones are privacy and what are called hallucinations.
Privacy, like don't put your bank details to a chatbot.
Well, yeah, definitely be mindful of sensitive data you input. There's always a risk of exposure, depending on the model and how it's used.
Okay. And hallucinations. Sounds strange.
It means the AI generates an answer that sounds totally plausible, really confident, but it's actually wrong or nonsensical. It's just kind of making it up based on patterns, not facts.
Ooh, that could be tricky. So it looks right, but isn't.
Precisely. And that leads to the question of reliability. How do we make these tools safer, more, well, trustworthy?
Is there a way?
One important technique is called retrieval augmented generation, or RAGI.
RG. Okay, what's the idea there?
Think of it like giving the AI a specific approved library to check first before it answers. It retrieves relevant info from that trusted source and then generates the answer based on it.
Ah, so it's not just pulling from its vast general training data.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And combines retrieval with generation. This makes the output much more accurate and context aware. Really good for things like customer support bots using a company's actual knowledge base.
Makes sense, grounding it in facts.
Right. And it also helps reduce that randomness, that non-determinism, so you get more consistent, predictable answers.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. We've seen generative AI is this big creative field, and LLMs are the text part of it. And prompting is the skill to unlock its power, whether for text, code, images, data.
The practical key.
But we also need to be really aware of privacy risks and these hallucinations, using techniques like RAI to keep things more accurate and reliable.
Critical considerations.
Understanding all this really does change how you might think about creating things or even just finding information, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. Which leads to a final thought, perhaps. If knowledge is really only valuable when you understand it and can apply it.
Right.
Then how might these incredibly fast evolving AI tools fundamentally change the way you personally learn or work or create things in the, you know, the next few years?
Something to think about. How do we adapt?
Exactly. How do we adapt in a world where generating content is becoming easier and easier?